So, Blood Brothers is the third longest running musical in West End history after Les Mis and Phantom of the Opera, the fifth longest running West End show full stop, having played over 10,000 performances in its run in the capital between 1988 and 2012. Now, the part of Mrs. Johnston is almost iconic in Theatreland, with a very varied but quite a select number of actresses playing that role, from Barbara Dixon to Stephanie Lawrence, and pretty much all of the Nolans, I think, at some point or another. I think everybody has a Mrs. Johnston that they think encapsulates the role perfectly, and I'm more than chuffed to say that my Mrs. Johnston that fits that bill is bringing the 2016 tour to Birmingham Hippodrome next week. Lynn Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Dan. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Fine, thank you, yes.
Marvellous. In the middle of a tour, of course, which means it's probably quite a hectic time for you as well.
Yes, it is. We're in Londonderry at the moment. We're doing the theatre here, which is really nice to be able to get away and enjoy somewhere else for a change. So it's lovely. We've been all over the place and we've still got lots of dates to do. So it's going very well.
Marvellous. I know we touched on it in the introduction, but Mrs. Johnston has been a massive part of your career and your life for quite a long time, hasn't she?
Yes, it has, yes. 20 years in April.
20 so. Years?
Yes.
Time
I think
flies.
I'm getting a bit too old for it now, Dan.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, does it almost sort of become second nature to play, or, every time that you're sort of called upon, do you still have to have a quick read through of the script just to jog your memory a little bit?
I think it's the only part that I've ever played whereby I can more or less remember everything, even if it's 2 years since I last did it. It's just ingrained in me, but it's such a wonderful role and so well written that it's a joy to play, and it's not easy to forget. So
no, it's
I'm
not.
Very lucky.
And not for the people that are watching either. I mean, I suppose you feel an amount of ownership over as well, because it's quite a small group of people that get to put that big woolen coat on and take to the stage as Mrs. J, isn't it?
That big woolen coat. It is, yes, it is. I mean, he's got a very small stable of Mrs. Johnston, so and I'm so incredibly lucky that he keeps giving me the work, and I'm able to just, carry on doing it. I'm really very lucky and very grateful.
Is it a bit of a no-brainer every time that phone call comes through? Because I imagine you don't have to think about it for too long, do you?
Well, no. I was offered another musical, and within an hour, my agent got back on the phone and said, Bill's been on and would like you to go back in as Mrs. J. And it was no thought. I said, absolutely, that's it. Tell the other people no, thank you.
I mean, I said at the start, I think everybody's got, their version of the character, the actress that they think portrays her perfectly. I've always wondered, have you, as a person within that stable, have you got a favourite Mrs. Johnston as well?
I haven't seen anybody else do it. So I deliberately didn't go and see anybody else play it when I got the role, because I wrote to Bill and asked him if he would see me and audition me for it. And 3 weeks later, I was on the stage waiting to rehearse. And I was told not to go and see it, just to put my own stamp on it. And I've never seen anybody else do it, so I couldn't tell you. I'm sure they're all brilliant at it, but I wouldn't have a favourite because I've not seen anybody do it. So,
do you find that helps as well, just to put every other characterisation of it out of the way and just focus on what you think Mrs. Johnston should be? Because like you say, it's an incredibly well-written part, but a part where each actress can put their own stamp on it to an extent as well, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. And I mean, so, what you have to do is you have to draw on your own experiences as far as Mrs. J is concerned. And I'm afraid I've been in most of her position, apart from the prison scene. I've not been in that one. But, short of money, I have a son who I absolutely adore. He's 27. He was actually nearly eight when I got the first part.
Mm.
So it's been, there's a lot for me to draw on. And I have a lot of ups and downs in my life, as you probably know. So it's been it's easy to draw on the emotion.
I mean, she's the matriarch in a well-loved and very British musical, actually. I was watching the original Broadway cast version on YouTube last night with Stephanie Lawrence, and the same Scouse accents, because I don't think, if you take the musical out of context, I don't think it works as well, does it? I think it has to be that Liverpudlian, sort of down-to-earth working-class background that makes Blood Brothers flow.
I don't have a Liverpudlian accent, and when I wrote to Bill and asked him if he would audition me for the role, I did say, I cannot do a Scouse accent, however, I will learn one. He said, no, you won't, you'll stick to your own accent. She's just a gritty northern woman, and luckily, I mean, thank goodness, because my accent learning is shocking, absolutely shocking.
I feel for you. Me and accents don't work.
No, God, me neither. But it's been a joy. I mean, actually, strangely enough, Birmingham was the very first time I ever stepped on stage and played Mrs. J. And it was by default because Stephanie Lawrence was on and I got a telephone call on the Saturday morning. I was due to open for the very first time ever on the Monday. I got a phone call on the Saturday saying that Stephanie wasn't very well. Did I know it well enough to go on and do it? I said, well, I'm supposed to be going on Monday. If you think I can do it, I'll do it. So Birmingham is very close to my heart. It's the very first time I ever played Mrs. J.
There's that big song at the end. I think everybody knows the song we're on about. Tell Me It's Not True is a massive part of the show. And I watched an interview that you did not so many months ago, and you said that that was your favourite song in the show. The last production that I saw was with Maureen Nolan last November, and the emotion that she had to put into that was tremendous. Do you find that you've really got to invest yourself in the character? Because it doesn't seem like you can sort of act that emotion at the end. It has to be as real as it possibly can.
Oh, gosh, you can't act it. There's no way in the world you can act that. You've just got to think of your own. I mean, I just think of my boy. And that's it. Tears flow. And I mean, floods. There's no two ways about it. So you've just got to, yes, you've got to invest yourself 100%. And it's the only way any kind of role works.
But, of course, the beauty with Blood Brothers as well, like you say, it's not the sort of show where, you know, you finish and there's a nice big pose at the end whilst they take 3 minutes of applause and then carry on. It's very much a show where that's saved up until the end, and it's become synonymous with standing ovations at the end, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yeah. It's called the Standing Ovation Musical. So you can imagine if you look down and you suddenly think, are they going to get up or not?
Everyone's sitting down. That's not right.
If they ever did that, oh my God, we'd be beside ourselves.
But it must be an amazing feeling for, you know, a theatre of, I don't know, 1,500 people or so to stand up and just be applauding and sort of on their feet for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just did 2 weeks in Liverpool at the Empire, which holds 2,500 people. And it was more or less packed every night, and the standing ovations, the cheering just went on and on and on. And it really makes you, it just makes you so grateful to be in that position, so lucky to be able to do a job that you love. Because, I mean, let's face it, there are so many people going and working in factories and what have you. And, you know, and they're having perhaps not the same kind of joy in their job that I do. So I consider myself very, very lucky. But there's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it.
Nothing like it at all. So coming back down to Birmingham next week, you said, you know, it was the first place that you got to stand on stage as Mrs. J. Are you looking forward to being back on a stage in Birmingham?
Oh my God, yes, of course. I mean, looking forward. It's a lovely theatre, and I was treated so well the first time. I mean, it's 20 years ago in April I was there. So the first time. So very much looking forward to coming back and to being in a beautiful... And you know what I'm looking forward to more than anything, Dan? I'm looking forward to the fact that the dressing rooms are on the same level as the stage.
Yes.
I've never walked up so many stairs in these theatres because you're not allowed to use lifts in case they break down and you're stuck in there when the show's begun. And all these theatres have got masses of stairs and you're running up and down the stairs. So I'm so looking forward to being on a flat on one floor. That's the best thing.
Well, I suppose that must be sort of an occupational hazard, I suppose, because at times, I mean, I know Mrs. J's on stage for pretty much the entire show, but at times there's got to be points where you have to sort of scoot back off to your dressing room and then come back quickly. But if you've got that many stairs to go up and down, it must be a nightmare.
Oh, well, it certainly is. And when you're on 67-year-old legs, it's not not as fast as it should be, I can tell you. So I'm flying up and down these stairs, and I get up the top, then I've got to wait for a minute because I've got that burning sensation in the legs, you know. Oh, it's a joy, an absolute joy.
But you wouldn't do it unless you loved it.
I love it. Oh, no, and I wouldn't do this show unless I loved it. It's the only show I ever go back to.
Are you, I mean, after 20 years of doing it, are you still, every time you go on stage, still loving the show as much as you did the first time?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, how could you not? I mean, you've seen it, so you know what it's like. You know, how could you not thoroughly enjoy everything about it? You know, the way it's written, the way it's produced, the music, the band is incredible. I mean, it's a very small company, so we're all very, very close. The camaraderie is unbelievable between us. So how could you not love it, you know?
Why should people come and see you on stage in Blood Brothers next week, Lynn?
Well, not just me. They should just come and see the company because you will see the closeness of the company. You will also see a show that is so different to any other musical that you've ever seen. And there's lots of laughter. There's lots of tears. If you fancy a cry, have one. It's just a roller coaster of emotions. It's a brilliant, brilliant play. Well written, well produced, and a lot of fun.
Do you know what? That's the challenge that my mum has to go through every time. I mean, we must have seen it a dozen times, if not more than that, with various different Mrs. J's. And the challenge always is we sit her in the audience. Will she manage to get... She's absolutely fine up until the very last song. And at the very last song, can Mrs. Johnson make her cry? And I'll be honest, we've not found one yet that can't.
Well, well, that is a challenge then, Dan.
It is. That is your challenge, Lynn. But no, it's you know, that last song is,